Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas. And welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right here in snowy Denver, Colorado, looking up at the mountains, the great white Rocky Mountains right now, bursting into the skies. Each day I wake up, and instead of the green and the gray rock of the higher peaks, like Long's Peak, not far from me, it's all a white mantle covering the great Rocky Mountains, and very cold. And last weekend I skied them, 12 inches of powder. I also did a refresher clinic with the NSCD, that's the National Sports Center for the Disabled, and I would really like to invite you. And as the Christmas season gets here, I'm going to talk more and more about what we have shared and what we enjoy and the blessings that we have and appreciate here in the United States of America. And one of those is the National Sports Center for the Disabled. Go to that website, and you will see about 1,000 volunteers. I'm now in my 16th season. If you have an Iraq veteran, if you have an Afghanistan veteran, if you have a Desert Storm veteran, or you're one of those veterans and you have lost a limb, or you have a child who has CP or MS or MD or traumatic brain injury, bring them to the mountains. Come to Winter Park, Colorado, and I'll be up there teaching your child or you how to ski the Great White Slopes there at Mary Jane, certainly at the Winter Park area and the Vasquez area. There's three different ski areas there at Winter Park. I've been skiing there for over 30 years now. But I really would like to have you bring your children out or your husbands out or your wives out or anyone, loved ones, who might like to partake and be a part of the great ski area. And certainly the NSCD program, that's National Sports Centers for the Disabled. You can go onto the website, go to winterpark.com or winterparkresort.com and get all the information for the NSCD. And I just share great volunteers who come up there week after week, and we have thousands of skiers from well over 80 countries have come in the last 35 years. And I'm always deeply touched to have each student come up and ski with me for a day or 2 days. Come for an entire week. You'll have professional volunteers who will really show you how to bring the bi-ski or the monoski down the mountain. You are, of course, tethered at all times or taught to be on your own. And it's a very Merry Christmas, and I welcome you to become a part of that. And guess what? I'm a funny teacher. I have a good time. I have the kids laugh. I have the adults laugh. I tell a lot of jokes. And even though I'm very serious on this radio station week in and week out, month in and month out, I'm a pretty happy guy. And I really count my blessings being able to ski and to be able to share that skiing with you when you get out here. So please take advantage of it, or any loved ones. Tell everyone you know about winterparkresort.com. And the National Sports Center for the Disabled, and Hal O'Leary, of course, is our great originator of the program. And we've got Beth, of course, Fox, and we've got all the great Ashley Cyphers out there, and you name it. I work with Gary Hall. I work with Mike Machuga. I work with Stuart, and I work with Bill and Joe and Jack, Paula and Christine. Oh, my gosh. And it's international, too, because we have a lot of Aussies. We have a lot of British. We have some French. We have Germans. So come out to Winter Park, Colorado, and ski the mountains with us this winter. And I'll remind you once again. Also, notice that if you saw what was going on today in Florida, notice that the school systems can't even pay their teachers, can't pay the food staffs down there because they don't have enough money. And one of the ironies of that is that we're spending $3 billion a month, $3 billion a month in Iraq and Afghanistan for what we don't know, and all that money could be going into our own school systems, taking care of our own country. Okay, it's getting near Christmas, and I'm going to share some great guests with you, and we're going to have a great guest tonight. Thanks for joining us. Be right back after these commercial comments. Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas to each and every one of us, and God bless us one and all. Be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us once again on Connecting the Dots. And as I just said, and before we bring our guest on this evening, do you see the irony here? We have got school systems going broke. We have hospitals bankrupting. We have students that are not being taught at the levels that we and I used to teach when I was a full-time teacher. We're not literally growing our kids with intellect, with the tools for living and working in the 21st century. And as I said, the NBC came out tonight showing that this Jefferson County High School couldn't even pay its teachers. It's so broke because of the housing crash down there. And then you think about the $2 billion a week and $1 billion a week in Afghanistan and two in Iraq. That's $3 billion a week. That's $12 billion a month. You start adding that up over the year, and oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, what are we doing in Iraq? When our borders are open, when our hospitals are bursting, when our prisons are completely broken out of their seams, and our medical systems, our schools, our prisons are suffering from what we all know is an invasion of our country, and yet we're spending $3 billion a year and pretending to protect ourselves against these terrorists. Well, we have other terrorists, and the terrorists are already within us, and one of those great warriors of the 21st century. And I want you to go to his website, and again, get your pencils and paper out, and make sure, please, Join and tell your friends to join NumbersUSA.com and go to TheSocialContract.com. And for those of you listening tonight, new, you saw my latest column this week, and that column talks about the United States is moving in toward a cultural time bomb. And someone that really knows this as much or more than the rest of us is my guest this evening, and I want you to go to his website, www.unitedstates.fm/ray, that's Ray, .htm. So let me do it again, www.unitedstates.fm/ray.htm, and of course that is for Raymond Herrera. He is the Minuteman Project National Rally Spokesman. He's also an international star on Spanish TV in the fight to stop illegal immigration and has appeared on the highly rated Spanish language Christine show and the Don Francisco TV shows. He's leading the fight at home in construction sites in California in the quest to hire American tradesmen, and he, as a master carpenter, has been replaced by foreign national workers, so you can imagine his passion for this. He speaks at city council meetings on the topic of day labor sites and illegal immigration's impact on local community. He meets with members of Congress, such as Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, and in the bid to stop illegal alien amnesty legislation. And he has met with and organized monthly meetings with the staff of Congress members advocating for the release of agents Ramos and Campion from federal prison. Below, of course, you're going to appreciate, and I'll get you to his another YouTube to see what he does, but I'm proud to bring this man on because he is a fellow patriot, and he's really fighting for America. And thanks for joining us on the show tonight, Raymond Herrera. It's just an honor and a pleasure to have you, sir.
Well, Frosty, I'm very honored to be on your show and being able to, you know, express my views to all of America and to all the Americans out there. I just got one thing to say before I get started.
Yes, sir.
America belongs to the American people, and we do not have to make excuses to anybody on the face of the earth, and especially on American soil. This day on American soil, the American creed, one of my favorite topics, is violated immensely by the fringe element in Washington, D.C., that be the evil George Bush, Dick Cheney, the administration, and the agenda of the fringe element in Washington, D.C. that call themselves senators and congressmen, those that oppose we the people. Frosty, before I open up, I want to give my email address out because I just want people to contact me. In small case letters, it's r_herrera173. In the first letters of the words I'm going to say, Alpha Bravo November. That's 173ABN at yahoo.com. I'll say it again. Small case letters, r_herrera173ABN at yahoo.com. Please, America, contact me. Okay, Frosty, that said, you know, like what you were saying about the great American culture is being betrayed this day, okay? And I'd like to open up by telling the people as to our national identity and who we are as a people. The American creed, that is life, liberty, justice, pursuit of happiness, equality, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and freedom to peaceful assembly, just one of the many things that are predicated, we the people are predicated upon as a moral Christian society. The many components, the morals, the virtues, and the common decencies that render this great democracy, America, you know, and hold on to your seats, was brought here in 1620 by the Anglo-Protestant settlers, the Pilgrims, 52 of which were devout Puritans. It was the devout Puritans that brought to America the virtues that I just spoke of, but they also brought, most importantly, the Republican form of self-government, Republican and Democratic theories of self-government, of we the people, that have been practiced for the last, what, almost close to 400 years now. It is they who have brought us our customs, our morals, our language, our very existence, as to how we act today, interact as Americans. It doesn't matter what color of skin you are in America this day, black, green, white, purple. We live an Anglo-Protestant core culture life. Our society is based on Anglicanism. If it was the Spaniards that landed here, if it was Portugal that landed here, if it was the French that landed here, we'd be Canada, Argentina, or Mexico. And the great difference between our country, we as the people, and those countries is what the Puritans brought here. It was furthered along by the Massachusetts Bay Colony Puritans that landed, that were intellectuals and things of that nature and stuff, that they began the great American experiment on American soil. The American Creed has been worked over for the last 400 years to the point it is today. When America goes to battle, World War One, Two, Civil War, whatever, it's always because in defense of the American Creed, the core values of America. That said, there is no racism in our society this day on American soil. Yes, there have been violations of the American Creed right from the very beginning, so to say, but all of them are mostly corrected and stuff. But it is these core values, Frosty, in America that are being lost, that are being betrayed, and are being violated, and why our democracy is not working today. The very fact that this Republican form of self-government is violated by George Bush every day with the treaties that he's divvied out over the last 8 years, or almost 8 years, the selling, what I call the selling of America, the betrayal of corporate America to the American worker and American working families. They've sold out the American factories. A good example is Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler. Several months ago, they laid off 500,000 auto workers. Nobody ever heard anything about it. But what it was, they laid off 500,000 Mexican auto workers on Mexican soil. Corporate America has duplicated their factories on foreign soil, such as Mexico, to get rid of the American workers, the middle class and everything. And now they're down in Mexico producing American-made Mexican cars and paying very little in terms of wages and everything. When they laid off the 500,000, no unemployment, no work, no workman's comp was ever paid. And corporate America's agenda is to cut out the worker so that corporate America can make the profits. When they sell a GM product, Ford or Chrysler, on American soil, there is not one American worker, per se, that's profited by the production of this great American product. That is what Teddy Roosevelt, back in, you know, 19, with the turn of the century when he was elected, that's what he went up against, because the American Creed was being violated by J.P. Morgan and corporations when they were enslaving American workers. We have the same thing going on today. You look at Mitt Romney talking about, you know, politics tonight. You know, here's a man that bragged about having a $100 million trust fund for his two children. And, you know, he made it. He made his American dream on American soil. What's wrong with everybody else? But what Mitt Romney doesn't tell the people is that he's an investment, an American investment banker that sold and brokered deals like such as, you know, GMC, Ford, oh, yeah, and Chrysler. You know, and this is what we're fighting. You know, it's a great violation of who we are as a people, and this is why our democracy is not working. You look at the problem with the invasion of America, illegal immigration. You look at our institution, governmental agencies. Who do you have there? But the Viragosas, Fabian Nunes, Antonio Gonzalez. You know, these people that are Mecha-born, you know, MAPA-born, and ACLU-sponsored, you know, the Ford Foundation-sponsored, they went from the 1970s when they were young, radical college students, and I was in 1970, young Vietnam veteran who just defended the American Creed. They went on and furthered their careers and now have embedded themselves in our institutions and governmental agencies as 50, 60-year-old men. And when the American people scream that the violations of illegal immigration are thus, you know, they fall upon deaf ears. And that, coupled with the globalization policies of corporate America, was brought out George Bush.
You're exactly right. I'm going to have to break for a break here for commercial break, Raymond. And this is outstanding information. We'll be right back after these commercial comments, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Raymond Herrera, and I want you to remember his website and his email. His email is R, as in Raymond, R_HERRERA173ABN. That's ABN at yahoo.com. If you have questions or you have comments or you have ideas to bring his impact to greater fruition, if you want to go to his website, www.unitedstates.fm/RAY.htm, then you are welcome to go to that website, because this man is a Minuteman Project National Rally spokesman. Obviously, from the conversation that we're talking about right now, he appreciates that we're all in this together. I don't care if you're black, white, brown, Japanese descent, African descent, it doesn't make any difference. As long as you're an American citizen and you demand, you expect, you desire your country, this country, to maintain itself and to be a sustainable nation of the rule of law and what created this nation. And the one point that Raymond said that I agree with totally, if we had been some other country right now with a different culture, a different ethos, if you will, we'd be in the same kind of misery that Mexico is, or we'd have the kinds of problems that Brazil has, or Argentina, or Laos, or China, or Bangladesh. All the places, ladies and gentlemen, where all these illegal aliens are coming from, and even the legal immigrants that are coming over here, are coming from places that don't have the ethos, don't have the rule of law, don't have the U.S. Constitution, don't have what we possess. And that is the rule of law, and that we are partaking in the greatest governance that the world has ever seen, and that's why we are so successful. And if we allow other countries and immigrants that get here, whether they're legal or illegal, to change our country to reflect or mirror what they fled, we will simply degrade ourselves into what they fled and become what they fled and simply become another Mexico or Laos or Cambodia or China or Bangladesh or Pakistan. And that's the crisis we face. And Raymond has this thing nailed down. So let's get back right into this and continue with your comments, because I'm just spellbound listening to them, Raymond.
Yeah, and, you know, the rule of law, America, understand, is based on morals. And our rule of law is Judeo-Christian. It was brought here by the pilgrims and stuff, and, you know, those that came after them and stuff. So morally speaking, you know, it's like Frosty was saying, we are the chosen people. I truly believe that it was Providence that founded this great nation and started this great experiment. And, you know, that's what, you know, our morals are off this day in America. And this is what's causing, you know, such havoc, you know, on our American soil today. And it's like I say, you know, our whole culture is at stake. I mean, you know, like when you have the supplantation, and I'm going to say it, of an immoral Mexican culture within our very moral Christian society, Anglo-Protestant core values, you're going to have a cultural war. I mean, and it, with corporate America and the agenda in Washington, D.C., it's all about money. But let me back up to Mitt Romney, you know, and it's shaping up the presidential elections. I do believe that people, you know, such as Mitt, may have made a mistake when he was, you know, brokering his deals. I will say this, that my personal likes for the presidential nomination for the Republican Party are Duncan Hunter, Tom Tancredo, and Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney does have a good record against illegal immigration, and it's very unfair for me to leave people hanging that he sold out America. I mean, everybody has joined into the global economy thing, but, you know, we can deal with that later with Mitt Romney. But, I mean, all the ones that have a good chance of winning, Mitt Romney, I really like, because the main thing about Mitt Romney is his political stance, driver's license, and things of that nature. But the main thing I like about him is that his Mormon religion, that of a Christian moral American, that's willing to take up our fight, even though he's worked against us in some way. That said, you know, like this great American culture that we have here, you know, is something that our fathers had fought and bled for in World War II when they were landing at Normandy, Anzio, Iwo Jima, Guadalcanal, when they, you know, fought the Battle of Midway and stuff. I asked the people of America, where was Mexico? Where were the brave fathers of Mexico? They were deep into Mexico, hiding under the skirts of their mothers with their knees knocking, not knowing if it was going to be the Japanese, Nazis, or the Americans that were going to come for them. Our fathers fought for us to have what we have, and we don't need to make an excuse to anybody. We are not racist. We are not Nazis. We are just moral Americans standing on the moral political platform, the American creed. And this day on American soil, we have to fight Washington, D.C., And we've crammed it down their throats. We stopped amnesty how many times, America?
Well, 56 times altogether now since 1998.
The Minuteman Project and all the supporting coalitions, however you want to look at it. Those brave Americans like Frosty and the Robin Vincent, who's the national rally organizer for the Minuteman Project, who is my associate and who I, you know, really admire, we're in the streets and we're doing something constantly. And this is what we're trying to embolden the rest of America to come out and join us. You don't have to hide anymore about being politically correct or that you may sound racist or whatever. This is about what our fathers gave us. It's not even ours. We're supposed to hand it down to our children, and this is what's being violated today.
We certainly are. Raymond, you are just speaking the words that need to be heard across America. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Raymond Herrera after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots, and Merry Christmas to each and every one of you and your families.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business, and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. And as you can tell, Raymond Herrera is an American patriot who really walks the walk, and he jumps in with both feet. And I want to have you, call in 1-800-313-9443 and ask questions or make comments. We've got a caller from New York, and I want to go to him again. 1-800-313-9443. If you've got comments or you've got ideas to make it clear or to ask questions that are going to further our cause to really regain our country, regain our borders, force these candidates to deal with the immigration invasion, which is the greatest crisis facing the United States in the 21st century, I really invite your calls. And we have Joe from New York. Joe, you have a question or comment for Raymond Herrera, sir.
Hi, good evening. First of all, great show, and I must say I agree with pretty much everything, Raymond, you've been saying, but I just, when you mentioned Romney, that I just don't understand that. I highly recommend you read, there's a Boston Globe article from March 16th of this year where it shows that immigration is, just like pretty much every other issue, Romney is a greater flip-flopper than Clinton ever was. You compare his stances on this issue as governor you know, shortly before he announced his presidential candidacy, mm-hmm. you know, just like on abortion, on gay marriage, on spending, on everything.
Well,
Joe,
let me just jump in here before Raymond gets a hold of you. Is it possible that we are becoming so strong across the country now? When you look at Numbers USA at well over 540,000-550,000 members and 1.5 million phone calls in 2 weeks, killed the amnesty, killed the DREAM Act, killed the Ags Bill amnesty, is it possible that we're forcing Mitt Romney, certainly Giuliani, John Edwards, Hillary Clinton had to back up with Spitzer there in New York with the driver's licenses? Is it possible that we're the tipping point, the critical mass, is really causing this flip-flop, and isn't it worth it, or do you think that it's somewhat inane?
Well, I absolutely agree that that's what's causing the flip-flop, but the point doesn't change. I mean, obviously people always, you know, there are people that honestly and truly change their beliefs,
mm-hmm.
but when that happens, just as you're announcing candidacy for national office, that, to me, just in and of itself, and plus the fact that he's flip-flopped on literally, I cannot think of a single issue he has not flip-flopped on. You look at his debates against Ted Kennedy when he was running for Senate,
sure.
when he was running to the left of Ted Kennedy, when he was promising to be more to the left of Ted Kennedy, saying, you know, Reagan was too conservative,
sure.
we needed to go to the left on social, economic, foreign, every issue. It just, this would be a complete, total transformation, which of course is possible again, but not.
You make a heck of a point, Joe. Let Raymond give a thought on that. Raymond, you've got something we can bring to the picture here.
Yeah, I do. Joe and all of America, you know, the establishment going back to the 60s where, you know, Frosty and I probably were both in the streets doing.
Oh, yes, we were.
Activism, of course, that's our generation, Frosty, leads this attack. That's why we're so successful. But let me just say this. I call it play acting. What politician have you ever known that, you know, since I've been aware of politicians as a little boy when I started reading, has not flip-flopped? What's unique today in America is that the strength of we the people, the mandate and the will of we the people is upon Washington, D.C., and the senators and congressmen are all flip-flopping. They don't know which way to turn. We got them going in our direction. We're winning this battle, and people like Mitt Romney are coming over to our side. Yeah, he's flip-flopping just because he doesn't want to lose his office, or he was pressured that he's seen the light. You know, he's beginning. They're all beginning to see the light. When this process started for the nominating of the Republican Party presidential candidate, you know, nobody wanted to talk about illegal immigration. You know, it was kept out of the arena. Tom Tancredo and Duncan Hunter are completely shut out because of money and politics and stuff. Yeah, that's all true. But you gotta look at the one thing. That we have made impact. We have served notice in Washington, D.C., and just about everybody up there, Giuliani, Mitt Romney, they're going to be altering their stance. And it's up to us, as we the people, to alter that stance to our liking before, you know, the nominations for the Democratic Republican Party and all the way down to the presidential election. We don't know who we're going to get. We know we can't. I personally don't feel that we can get a Democrat in there that's going to be with us. Mitt Romney, he offers to me the best hope of everybody out there. Mitt Romney, because he's got the money, the power, and the momentum. I'd love to see Duncan Hunter. Let me
jump in on that one also, Raymond. Duncan Hunter, what a heck of a man and what a heck of a patriot.
Best.
But you also, and Joe, you make a great point here, and I want to really follow up on that. The fact is that Mitt Romney had to flip-flop because he's being forced to flip by the polls themselves, by the fact that Spitzer got his butt kicked, and Hillary had to back off on the driver's licenses. Oklahoma is kicking illegals out left and right. Georgia and D.A. King are doing unbelievable work there. But look at what's happening with Ron Paul. He just raised $6 million in the last couple of days, and he is going to be quite the sleeper. So we are forcing change here, Joe.
And Ron Paul, Tancredo, and Hunter are three men that have never flip-flopped on their stance on
immigration. Right, exactly. That's true. They really haven't. And what I'm really appreciating is, and I know Tom Tancredo personally, and I appreciate his ethics, his humor, his intellect,
absolutely,
his drive, and his passion. And God knows I would love to see a Ron Paul, Duncan Hunter, or certainly Tom Tancredo, any of those three. Especially I'd like to see Tom Tancredo and Duncan Hunter as the VP and president, going in and winning the White House. We'd have this thing over in about a month. But the key is we are changing, and I'll tell you what, Joe, you've made some fantastic comments, and thank you, New York. And we've got some more
thank
people
you.
On the line, so I want to get to them. So, Joe, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right, Raymond, we've got Doug from Texas. Doug, you have a comment for Raymond and or a question, sir. We have Doug from Texas.
Yeah, my comment.
Yes, sir. Just give it. Bring it on, sir.
Yeah, I just... When you didn't mention Ron Paul in your first selection for Ron, has been right about everything. He's right about the Iraq War. He's right
yes.
about everything from the beginning. He doesn't flip flop. He's been talking right for the last 20 years about
Agreed.
Everything.
I totally agree with you. Ron Paul is right up there. Whichever of those three names comes out of this thing, you better believe I'm going to jump in and support Ron Paul. I'll support Duncan Hunter. I'll certainly support Tom Tancredo. But I will bow to the fact that Ron Paul has been straightforward, straight up, and really intelligent about the Iraq War and right on down the line. So I tip my hat, and you're right, and God bless Texas on that aspect.
We finally got a good one after LBJ and Bush. And you
know. Thank goodness.
We finally redeemed ourselves.
I think you have. Well, Doug from All Texas, right. thank you very much. We got some more people from Texas. Randall from Texas, you have a question, and what part of Texas are you from, Randall?
No, it's not a question. My comment was just about the same thing here that Doug had done there, and that is, you guys are missing the boat with Ron Paul because he's never flip-flopped, and he's right on everything. And I not only like him and would vote for him, I think everybody should just really love that man because he's taking it right back to where it should be.
I agree with you, Randall, and absolutely, God bless Ron Paul. Raymond, you have some comments on what you think as far as the Ron Paul candidacy.
Well, you know, Ron Paul's really a great American, and I appreciate everything he's doing, raising awareness and everything. And, you know, it's like I say, that no matter who's elected, no matter who flip-flops, it's what we end up with in the end, that we, the people, will still have to work with that administration, much like we did with the Bush administration. And, unfortunately, we didn't work enough with the Clinton administration because they are politicians. They are pandering to the vote. And, you know, it's like I say, I'll say it again, you know, they're going to flip-flop because of the pressure that we, the people, are putting on them. Just like, you know, the amnesty thing. Look how many times we shut it down. They thought they were going to have it passed. But, you know, it's the power of we, the people. In the end, you know, Duncan Hunter, Ron Paul, Tancredo, Mitt Romney, you know, whoever we get, we have to make sure that they're moral Americans and that they're willing to work with we, the people, on our agenda. And that's the American culture first. You know, like you were saying earlier, our kids, their education is being circumvented. Like out here, not to get off the subject, but out here where I live, 40% of the Adelanto School District is non-English speaking students. Now, the teachers can't teach those classes with they have one non-English speaking student if they're not certified and been recertified through classes to teach. Now, you know, this is affecting our school teachers. It's affected our hospitals. It's affected the trades and construction. And who are we going to get in the president elections, presidential elections? I don't know. You know, we have to be really careful, and we have to, you know, make the right choice. And it's like I say, you know, you look at Duncan Hunter, you look at Tom Tancredo, they've been with us all along. You know, and they're congressmen and everything. I still say that Mitt Romney is still with We the People and stuff, and that, you know, he has taken a stance against illegal immigration in the state as a governor. He's an executive. You know, I trust his judgment, and also that of Ron Paul. So those are my four choices, but we don't know who we're going to get, but we have to stay on it. I mean, just like we did with the amnesty and everything, because this battle's a long way from being over, believe
me. Well, thank you, Randall. I really appreciate it from calling in from Texas, and you better believe once this thing washes out in New Hampshire, certainly when it washes out in Iowa, Frosty Wooldridge is going to start writing up a storm on national columns that support, you know, Ron Paul. Should he take this thing, and I'll be behind him 100%. If Tancredo surprised everybody, I'd jump in right there. Of course, if Duncan Hunter or whichever of these men gets to the top, I have the highest respect. My brother is from Keller, Texas. He's a Texan, and appreciate everything that Texas is doing out there. And there's no question that Ron Paul would certainly change and the ungracious aspect of LBJ, and certainly the miserable, deranged aspect of George W. Bush. So now, one of the things I would like you to cover here, Raymond, is what has caused the change that you have seen now in the last 5 years? What's the major change that happened that the Congress couldn't slip by another Immigration Reform Act like back in 1965 and 1986? What has made the difference?
Well, I think that the 1960s, the baby boom generation, finally was awakened, and our political activism in the 60s is now being carried out this year in the last 4 or 5 years. I think that the people have realized that the strength of we the people in a Republican form of self-government, that we govern the government and the government doesn't govern us, and that we've been aroused by, you know, organizations such as the Minuteman Project Civil Defense, and all the great supporting coalitions, you know, Numbers USA, FAIR, that the American people, one by one, are starting to realize that this battle isn't just a battle, you know, for America. It's a battle for our culture, our existence, our English-speaking Christian culture, you know. And
it really is. You're so right.
Yeah, and that people have finally come to terms that I always said that to stay in America, it's politically incorrect to be an American on American soil. We've turned the corner on that, and we've made it politically correct to be an American on American soil. But it's been a long, hard-fought battle, and I think one of the greatest tools that we, the people, can invoke is the American Creed. Whenever Washington wants something, they invoke the American Creed. When they want to help out a country, you know, they look at our Christian side of our society and go to the aid of disasters all over the world. You know, go to the aid of countries that are in great peril by dictators and things of that nature. This is all Anglo-Protestant. This all comes from 1620. But I think that the people have been aroused by the baby boom generation, and they're coming out, you know, in droves now, and they're starting to realize that this has nothing to do with, you know, racism or anything of that nature. And they've been emboldened, and rightly so. I think that we're going to continue to make great gains in the near future, even more so than we made here in the last 4 or 5 years. And it's the voice of the people, like Congressman Rohrabacher, who I personally know and work with Ramos and Compion, told our ralliers that every phone call, and listen to this, everybody, every phone call by an American to Washington, D.C. is monitored, and it is marked down as 10,000 American voices on whatever it was that you said. That's what stopped amnesty. Every call that said no amnesty, that's all you had to say. That's 10,000. So these congressmen and senators were coming out of their chambers, going back to their office, thinking they had solved the problem of how they're going to step it down our throat. But there's, you know, how many phone calls? 10,000 phone calls, 10 times 10,000 American voices, the trap. We have Washington where we want them. Now we have to nail it down. One of the main things that we stopped amnesty. Now I think that the American people, like our fathers in World War II, we got to take the initiative. We have to find our courage and demand a deportation. We don't want comprehensive reform. We want deportation, and that's the agenda that we the people should be carrying out. If it seems mean-spirited to the rest of the world, so is it mean-spirited when they invaded our culture. And these Mexicans, and I always blame Mexico because they started it, the bulk of our problem. And yeah, there's people from Venezuela and Honduras, but very small numbers of them. That we have to stand up to Mexico. We have to stand up and tell them that the problem starts in Mexico. And this is one of the things that I've done on behalf of the American people, is that I'm taking on the Spanish media for the last 2 years. And that, and with what we do in the streets and, you know, what we've done on the phone and everything, it started to turn this around. Like, I got to tell America that I'm probably one of the most you know, I guess prolific Spanish speakers on Mexican national TV, and it's no brag. I mean, I have faced off the Spanish media time after time after time after time again, and the subjects that we speak of are very hardcore. Let me give you a little story. It's the first time I faced off the Spanish media. I actually looked into the camera, and in Spanish said this to Mexico. This is pretty bold. I want to speak to the people of Mexico. Remember the town of San Antonio. Remember the Battle of the Alamo. Remember the names, Davy Crockett, Jim Bowie, Colonel Travis.
Houston.
And I pause, and I go, be careful, Mexico. The blood of Mexico will run again. We, the people, stand in the street. We govern this government, and the government does not govern us. We stand in the streets, and we're ready to have a political revolution, or else we need to have to save this country. The Mexican people need to stand up in their own, show their courage in their own homeland. I mean, things like this, you know, and people may say, well, wow, Raymond should have said that. But let me tell you, I stopped dead in their tracks 2 years ago by talking to them. I mean, it's almost like I was slapping them around.
That's great courage. Raymond, we're going to be right back after these commercial comments. Ladies and gentlemen, the true American patriot, Raymond Herrera, be right back after these words.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us again here at Connecting the Dots. And again, I want you to make sure that you get to Raymond Herrera's. If you have a question, go to his email, R as in Raymond, and that's just R underscore H-E-R-R-E-R-A
73abn@yahoo.com. And when you get there to see him or write him, make a point, make a question, but also go to the website, www.unitedstates.fm/ray.htm. And, of course, if you have any other things, go to my website, and I'll send you the YouTube information on him being on YouTube, because he has been a spokesman on numerous anti-illegal immigration events, such as the March for America, Wake Up America, Minutemen Project in Washington, D.C., You Don't Speak for Me rally in Las Vegas with Colonel Rodriguez, a friend of mine, and many other speaking engagements. That's the key here, that we're all banding together. And just like we just said and what Raymond said, we are winning this thing. We are methodically moving and crushing the inane and insane charges of racism, because this is not about racism. When somebody comes and breaks into your house and you just call the police on them and all of a sudden they call you racist, well, guess what? It doesn't fit, because they broke the laws. The U.S. Constitution guarantees the right to privacy and your own house. How could anyone call you a racist for calling the police? And the fact is, we're pushing this government right now to serve us, the American citizens of this country, and not them, those who've broken into our house, into our country. So it's really a special. Oh, and we have one. We got a quick, just before we get off the air tonight, we've got Bill from Idaho. Bill, you have a question. Make it about 30 seconds so Raymond can answer, sir. Bill from Idaho, are you there? I guess we lost Bill from Idaho. Well, I sure hope you're listening to Zeb Bell at the ranch, because he's just a great American. Raymond, could you just follow up with just a few comments to end the hour? And, geez, I just want to say it's been a real honor and a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Well, likewise here, Frosty. And I met you when you came out on your motorcycle ride. I'd like, ever would like to have me come out and speak at any of your events. You know, you can always email me or whatever, you know, or on any radio program. But mainly what I'd like to tell the American people that, you know, this country is a great country. It belongs to us, and we're the caretakers. It belongs, we're supposed to hand it off to our children's children. Thomas Jefferson, with divine destiny, once said that, you know, to the thousands and thousands generation of born Americans. And I truly believe in divine destiny. I also believe what Thomas Jefferson said, for our democracy to be the way it is, that we must be vigilant and a virtuous citizenry. And we have to be civic-minded. We have to keep up the pressure that we've had. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Bill, you've got a question or comment. We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, as virtuous sovereigns, I want to wish you, virtuous sovereigns, all the blessings and Merry Christmases to your family and friends in the audience. But I just wanted to point out what we're hoping for with you, of the new statesmen here in this country, is the leadership to force those at a congressional level to be the statesmen that a constitutional contract always and only demands.
Yes, indeed, sir.
Bless you all.
Thank you very much. Raymond, it's been an honor. We're going to have you back on the show, because you've made tremendous impact tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Raymond Herrera. And thank you, Raymond. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
God bless you. Merry Christmas to you, Frosty, and all of America.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Raymond Herrera. You've got the website. Come and ask me if you want. If you haven't got it, I'll answer any questions. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. It's the Merry Christmas season. And God bless our country. God bless each and every one of you and your families for taking action and being a part of what we're doing right now, and that's taking back our country under the U.S. Constitution. Thank you. Good night. God bless. And Godspeed. And Merry Christmas. With